Yeah, I'm cheap.
The dollar store? 78 cents at the Walmart.
For VO5. Yes. This will do just fine.
See what it's like living on your own?
Don't need to go get new clothes. Don't need new shoes. I'm set for that.
Uh-huh.
You only ever really need to buy food. I go through milk like rain on tomorrow. All the cereal I eat.
Yeah, your dad asked me last night, do you want some cereal? I said, no, because that means we'll have to buy milk. And it just sits there. But I got 2 bottles of Mountain Dew.
I don't even drink pop. I just slam it, energy drinks and coffee, and I'm like, am I even human anymore? All the chemicals I'm just shoving into my body without even thinking about it.
But that's how people get through school, how they get through college.
That's how they get through every day.
Yeah. Talk to older people. That's what they did. Caffeine pills. You can buy those,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, too.
You can get them caffeine pills.
Yeah, I only have those for the...
They used to make this water that was called Caffeine water. Joe. That was water infused with caffeine.
I've heard of it.
They don't make it anymore, I don't think. It was it had like a slight bitter taste to it.
I'm a PBR man myself.
Yeah.
I know people that buy Keystone and Busch.
Because it's cheap.
What are you doing?
Because it's
cheap. You're
that cheap.
Desperate to do what?
Because it's cheap.
I'm a UTI person. I'm just going to sit in my apartment and get drunk. I know people that drink every day.
Like who?
People I work with, people I go to school with. Oh. They drink every day.
Well, now you know why.
Couldn't do this. Masturbation's cheap.
Oh my god. Oh. I know you're just good to be home for the weekend.
Deal with the blazer later. Let me relax right now.
I know. You came home just to regroup and to focus and...
So everybody kept telling me, you just need to take time away.
Yep.
There's just time available everywhere all the time that I can... Well, I'll grab this time and that time.
Well, the weekend is a holiday weekend, so you get an extra day off, right?
I had to take off work.
Oh, you did?
I was scheduled for Monday. And I was like, no.
You're going to work, or you're going home? Did you tell them you were going home?
Yeah, we had a meeting. And a lot of the meeting was because of us Morningstockers. It was a Morningstockers meeting. And I kept getting the dirty looks, because every point they made had something to do with something me and Zach were doing. You guys need to be clean shaven. We have time to shave at, what, 3 in the morning, just get up and shave. You guys need to have clean clothes, wash clothes every day. No, I work in the yard. I work on forklifts and do lumber stuff. I'm filthy all the time. I'm going to have to buy new shirts. Oh, and they stopped flat rating us. You're going to have to pay taxes on the shirts, too. And you need to make sure that time, you take time off earlier. You can't just come up and be like, I gotta go to court the next day. They plan the stuff. We say this. Like, you, I just said out loud, you might as well have just said my name and then made that directed to me. Because you have everybody, you have like 30 people.
Uh-huh.
And you have, this is the general managers there, and they're making these points, and we need to do this and that. Just said my name and then just said, well.
We'll use you as an example.
Yeah. We'll try to pull it off like you're not looking at me while you're saying this to me. It's because I came to the meeting late. I knew the meeting was at 7:30. I was out in the yard, 7:28. And then when this guy needed help, I was like, eh, what are they going to do with the meeting?
Complain about you?
I've already been to a few of them. All they do is bitch. It's not like, oh, you guys are doing really well and working really hard and making the place run efficiently. It's, you guys suck and need to change.